Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas. Superintendent Salas, always a pleasure to get you in here. Love getting your perspective on things. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. It's always great to be here. Thank you.
You know, crazy to think, right around the corner, start of school over on Thursday, August 14th. Just about a week away now. It's crazy that the summer has flown by like that. You and I were talking a little bit off air. That time from about the 4th of July to the start of the school, it's a bit of a slog. You know, you've had your fun, you've had summer, now you're just kind of wanting to get back into it. You want the kids there, because that's what really makes this job a whole lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's too quiet in the summer. We, you know, the district office, we work all summer, and it's definitely noticeably quieter, and we really are ready for kids and our staff to be back. We miss everyone. We want to see them again.
And, you know, over the summer, we've had a few projects underway. We talked about that in our year close school district update for the 24-25 school year, about some construction you had going on. And, of course, people are going to want to know about the field house that's coming. So let's just talk construction for a second. What is that been like as you've gone throughout the summer and as you get closer to the start of school?
Sure. So we have a lot going on. Some are obvious. Some of our projects you can see and people want to know about those. Others are a little bit more behind the scenes, or some infrastructure and different things, or maybe carpeting and cabinetry that maybe only that teacher might notice. But yes, all that's kind of wrapping up. We're still hard at it, though. We go clear until school starts with some classroom renovations and different things. And so that will be ongoing throughout the end of this week for sure. But yeah, the big one probably is our field house construction, which is on our property, the district office. It will really act as an auxiliary gym for Mott Harmon when it's finished, and then also a great facility for our non-season sports and other people to use. And so we're super excited for that. We, as you know, added two sports with boys volleyball and girls wrestling recently, and we just don't have enough gym space to accommodate everyone. And then obviously with inclement weather, our spring sports really need a place to practice. And so this will be great. It should be busy from 5:30 in the morning until, you know, probably 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. We're really excited.
You know, it's always exciting when you get a new addition like that, especially when you've seen such growth in the athletic world. I mean, there's really become a sport for everybody. It didn't used to be like that, but now kids getting out, getting active. It's pretty much the norm now. And I think that's a great development that we're having, not just here, but just overall.
Absolutely. And we see the same thing with our archery program. You know, it's just become so successful, and really students are able to participate in a wide variety of not only sports, we have lots of other co-curricular and extracurricular activities as well, and clubs and CTSOs and all kinds of things. So there really is something for everyone, and we would encourage every student to be involved in something beyond just the regular school day, because it really does make the school year more exciting, and those are the memories you have.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we always love to see that student involvement, but we also like to see that parent involvement. And something new you guys have this year is a parent portal. Is that correct?
So yeah, so it's we've had it since we switched to PowerSchool, but we have had kind of minimal involvement from the parents on the parent portal really overall. And we're encouraging parents to get on that parent portal. There's a bunch of information on our webpage right on the front page that you can click on to set up an account if you need to, or re-enroll your students. The students are returning to us. It's basically your registration process. And so we'd encourage parents to jump on those, and we're incentivizing parents to do so. Every school has different kind of tactics that they're using to incentivize, but it really does make an impact for us. And we do want our parents to be connected. And there's a bunch of settings on there. They can be notified of grades, attendance, all kinds of their lunch balances, just all kinds of information. So,
and you know, one thing I've always loved about the Carbon School District is you guys are very transparent about how things are running there. You're very good about providing updates as they happen. And you know, in some of these bigger districts, you don't necessarily see this level of direct communication. So I love what you guys are doing in terms of getting involved with not just the students, but the parents as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we try. I mean, we really value our parental input and the communication with them. So it's great.
And another part of that communication is you guys have a new transportation website too. So it's a lot of new developments coming to the school district. correct.
You know, we really are trying to respond to the needs and maybe to some things that haven't gone well in the past that we're trying to fix. And our transportation director, Justin Wild, has really spent a ton of time this summer on the new website. And if any of you out there who have students who will be riding a bus to school this year with the district, if you'll get on that transportation website, you'll be able to register your child to ride the bus. It'll have all the information and all the documentation that you need to sign. But it also has a ton of information about the stops, so you can see where the buses will stop, the times they'll be there, all of that kind of thing. So we're really hoping to get ahead of that and proactively just kind of get in front of the questions that we know they'll ask.
And now, always good to have that guide to transportation. And I guess the next thing I want to talk about, less of an encouragement for students, but more for the general community as a whole. When you're going through those school downs, please just make sure you're watching for kids. You know, sometimes they dart across the road. Other times it's just people being distracted. But I think as a community, we need to do a bit of a better job in looking out for the safety of these kids.
You know, we appreciate that. And we know, you know, you're in a hurry to get somewhere. You're just kind of used to going, and school's been out for a while, and we're not maybe used to watching for kids. But yes, please do that. And it's still warm outside, and there will be more walkers, of course, as we start school. And as the weather, you know, starts to fight with us a little bit and cool off, we have less walkers. But right now, after school, as we get started, yes, we'd love the community to help us out. And we all do. Everyone cares about our students. That we have a loving, very supportive community. And the last thing anyone wants to do is be in that kind of situation. So the more attention we can pay to it, the better.
Yeah, it's just something to be kind of proactive about. Now, let's look from a more personal level in your position as superintendent. What excites you most about this next school year? What's the most exciting part of beginning a new year?
You know, there's just an energy to it that you just don't get anywhere else. I just love school. School is just the best place to be. It's just the best. So many memories are made. So many wonderful things happen. And there's nothing like it. It's the best job in the world. It's the best environment in the world. And we all look forward to it every year. And it's just so exciting to have them back. And as the kids, just there's just something that happens when you learn something. There's just an energy and excitement that you don't get anywhere else. And it's the best. It's the best place to be.
You know, that's what I love about this district, too, is everyone here is so excited to be involved in education, be involved with school. Such a good time. Now, Superintendent Salas, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, just thank you again to everyone, all of your support. Again, the people who have students in our system who come to everything, we appreciate you. We also have just a big number of people who don't have kids anymore in the system. Maybe they've grown and left town or whatever, but we have so much support from friends and families and neighbors, and it really does take the whole village. So if you're helping someone in any way, any of our kids, we want to say thank you.
Well, Superintendent Salas, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas. We were talking about the start of this school year and kicking off our school district update series of interviews. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.